Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hi, the call dropped. It was nuts, and it's not even a Mercury retrograde. Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And today, we're going to be talking about discernment and how to know if something is right for you. And I'm really talking, this message and all the messages that will come hereafter are really for energetically sensitive people. And people who describe themselves as good, and they want to do the right thing, and they're hopeful and optimistic about life, and even when things are difficult for them, you're still looking forward, and you want to believe in the best. And so what I have found for you and for me, because I am one of them, is that we have to be the most discerning people on the planet, meaning we have to be so vigilant about the experiences we allow in our life, the people we allow in our life, the commitments we make. We have to be super mindful of every time we say yes and make sure we are saying yes from the most joyful, wonderful place in ourselves. Because the downside of being a hopeful, loving, good-hearted person is that sometimes we miss the signs that are right there in front of us. I know this week I've been having a lot of conversations with people about the Maya Angelou quote, when people tell you who they are, believe them. I think this applies to anything. You might be at a job interview and you're just sensing that there's something a little bit off. You don't know what it is, or you see something. Maybe you see it with your own eyes that just seems a bit off, or something that didn't seem to go exactly as you had anticipated. And what we tend to do in those moments, instead of saying, okay, let's observe this and see what this means, we often say, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to pretend like I didn't see it. I believe. I have hope. I am optimistic. And that is misusing our good. That's misusing our hope. And so the way we take our power back as energetically sensitive people is we have to call a spade in the beginning. Because once you let it in, what I have found, particularly for energetically sensitive people, once we let something in that is not in alignment with us, something we know is a little off, something that's not right for us, when we're not exercising our discernment, then it just kind of creates a snowball effect. It never gets any better. You might have little peeps where it's okay, where you can get through it, it's not so bad, but for the most part, it's pretty void of sheer joy. There's always this kind of underlying anxiety. And the goal is, with discernment, if you start to be very discerning up front, it's also an act of self-love. I heard Danielle Laporte say this, and I think it's so on point. It is truly an act of self-love when you are discerning from the beginning. You're saying, huh, I see you, I love you, I respect you, but no, you don't have access to my life. And this is anything. I'm not just talking about people. I'm talking about opportunities. I'm talking about living situations. We have to be willing to identify very upfront if something doesn't feel right. And the reason why, 9 times out of 10, the reason why we ignore it, outside of the hoping and the positivity, is that on some level, we don't think we deserve to have something that feels really fantastic. And that becomes a self-esteem issue. But you can fix that. You can fix that by starting to practice being discerning. I don't know how to do this, universe. This is the way I want you to approach this. I may not know how to do this, universe, but I am going to try to love myself enough to say no when I see a problem, a potential problem, a small problem, something that doesn't feel right in my being. I'm going to give myself space to explore it. I'm not going to push. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take my time and wait until it feels completely right in my body. This is something I have been just religiously practicing lately. I have to make a lot of decisions, and I have some beautiful support in my life that keeps reminding me that I have to make certain decisions at certain times. And every time I think, okay, I'm going to push myself to make that phone call, or I'm going to look up that, or I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I have to catch myself. When I know I'm pushing, I have to stop and say, what good is my pushing doing for me? What good is it doing? I think maybe in our early years, maybe a little pushing's okay. But when you're after the age of 30, there's no reason to push. Hell, I wouldn't say after the age of 25. Hell, let's go even further. After the age of 18, there is no reason to push yourself to do anything. Wait until it feels right. Wait until it feels divine. Wait until you are so excited, and you will see that things roll smoothly. And trust. This is the cool thing. If you really start to trust your intuition, because discernment is really just a cousin to your intuition. Discernment is that part of ourselves that says, oh, hold up, I got to run this through my intuition and see what's going on here. When you wait for your intuition, it is easy, easy peasy. The downloads come back. There's a period of time where before I called myself an intuitive, before I called myself a psychic, I do prefer intuitive. Really, I'm a coach that uses my intuition to coach. But before that, when I didn't call my intuition anything, I was just using it to get through life. I knew I had this tool. I would get this download in the morning of information, and I would just act on it because I just knew that it was going to make my life easier. And the downloads would just every morning show up. And then once I start calling myself a psychic and an intuitive, I still get downloads. I'd still get them, but I started to push. I was self-employed, you know. I had a life, right, that I had to make happen. And I had this concept that the only way to get there is to push. And when you're in push mode and when you're forcing yourself to do things, when you're charging ahead without the gift of your intuition, without the green light of your intuition, without the joy, without the bliss, without the happiness, then the downloads become less and less because you're ignoring. See, the way spirit works with intuition, I'll just say, let's say intuition, the way that intuition works, light-based intuition, is you get a message and you have to follow it, and then you get another message. Or if you're not following, you keep getting the same message over and over and over again. And so a lot of times we don't follow it because we're scared. We're really scared. I got a message this morning that's going to be life-changing in my business, life-changing lifestyle change for me. And it's scary, right? It's very easy to be like, oh, no, I'm just going to keep doing it the same way. But discernment, if you're practicing discernment, really tuning in to see if something's right for you, you'll start to notice the drag. It doesn't feel quite as good. You're always hoping that it might work out. You know, you're waiting for some outside validation. You're pushing. So here are some tips for you to start this process of being more discerning and getting clear if something is right for you. What may be right for your cousin may not be right for you. What may have worked for your father may not work for you. What may have worked for your best friend may not work for you. You have to do your own inquiry. And that comes from being willing to be patient. And now I fully understand why patience is a virtue. You know, one of those high vibrating states of being that they talk about in every religious text, patience is a virtue, because our ego will always want us to rush. And sometimes things will move quickly. I'm not talking about things not moving quickly. People perceive patience as something moving slowly. Patience is really a beat. I'm going to wait till this feels good. I'm going to wait till this feels right. And then I will act. And I know someone's listening and say, well, Amy, what if I'm just afraid? Well, your fear is a message too. Are you afraid of this situation or the next step or the action you need to take because it's not right for you? Or are you just afraid? And if it's just a little bit of fear, then you'll proceed. Even with a little bit of fear, and it'll feel good, and you'll feel triumphant, and you'll feel courageous, and you'll feel brave. But if it's not right for you, you're always going to feel some underlying disease. Oh, let's pull that word out there, because I do think that's where dis-ease comes from. Dis-ease comes from is when we stay in that state of this doesn't feel right, but I don't know any other way. And I'm here to tell you that if you pause, please, my friend, pause and ask yourself, why doesn't it feel right? Spirit, show me why it doesn't feel right. And there will be, this is a difficult action to do in life, because you will have people around you mimicking your fear back to you, right? And it might come in the form of, you know, something's off, and maybe you're just now starting to slow down and say, okay, I might need to explore this. I might need to look that something's off. This isn't right for me. And then all everybody around you is like, oh, yeah, it's totally great. It's good for you. Keep going. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah, you know. It might be, you know, and that's scary, right? But I promise you, instead of slowing down and hoping somebody validates your decision to slow down, if you just pull over and stop, and I'm speaking metaphorically, and just give yourself that pause, then everybody shows up and says, yeah, let's look at that. I'm totally on your side. I see it. It starts from within. We truly are vibrational beings. And when we start to love ourselves enough to pull over and say, I got to think this through. I got to feel this through. I got to go to spirit on this. I need a pause. I need to exercise some patience. When we start to choose then higher vibrations start to show up for us, right? If when we're just breaking, we're still in the fear, and we're just waiting for somebody to validate it, then we're only going to get people that kind of confirm our fears, right? They kind of jump in the pool with us and dance around in it, right? And before you know it, you're back on the road in that same direction, still feeling like, this is just not right. Something's just a little off. I'm not sure what it is. So give yourself the time. Really practice patience when making decisions. Practice patience with yourself. Wait for divine inspiration. I'm building a whole new business, I guess. I'm going to call it that. And I'm going to release my novel. And there were some decisions I had to make around it. And I actually gave myself... It was a decision I would have spent, if I were pushing, I would have been like, okay, I got to get this done right now. So I would just go through and research and think about it and ponder and back and forth and back and forth. And I said, that does not feel good. That feels dangerous is the word that came to mind now. It is. It's being in that space of I got to do it right now is dangerous. You miss things. You set yourself up for struggle. You set yourself up for hardship. You make choices and decisions that may not have been in your truth, that may not be right for you. So then you wind up in situations you don't want to be in. So I said, I'm going to give myself time. I'm going to truly give myself time and let the right thing come to me. And if I think back to the 2 weeks earlier when I was like, I got to make this decision, and everything I was coming up with, I look back on it, I'm like, that was so not right. It was so not right. And I felt it then. I saw it. But I said, I'm going to give myself time. And then I picked the thing that's just gold. That's what's so beautiful. Okay, my energetically sensitive people, you are worthy of being happy. You are worthy of joy. You are worthy of deep, deep, deep satisfaction. You are worthy of something feeling light and easy and just fantastic. But we sometimes don't realize that we're worthy of that. And so we compromise and we second guess and we take that side path. No. It can be good. And wait for that. Wait for that. God loves you so much. God loves you so much that it will show up. It will show up. May not show up on your time frame, but if you've been a long time listener for this program, you know nothing shows up on our time frame. It's always God's time frame. And it's always right, and it's always perfect. And it shows up better than we ever imagined it would. Wait for that. Be faithful. Be faithful and trust that God is truly on your side. Spirit is truly on your side. The universe is truly on your side. You just might need to give it a pause and wait for it to feel good. And, you know, and there you will do face some things that do feel scary, right? And maybe it's something, it's an old fear. Get some support around that. Work through that fear. And it may not ever feel 100%, but at least you can proceed knowing that, okay, I'm doing what is for my highest and greatest good. So pay attention to how you physically feel. The body always knows. Another Danielle Laporte quote, which is, I saw it years ago, and I was like, what does she mean by that? And mind you, I'm a clairsentient, and I feel everything in my body, right? And I still, you know, my logical human mind still is like, I don't know what she means by that. But the body really does know. And if you pay attention to how you're feeling, right? I was having a conversation today, and I felt like, it was like that tense, a little tense. And I was like, I don't want to be having this conversation. Hell, I don't even want to be doing this. And I stopped. I was like, nope, it's okay. It's all good. I'll be okay. This is done. We don't need to have this conversation. When you start listening to your body, you will start to instinctually say no. My energetically sensitive people, that's what we have to learn to do, is say no. We're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. They're not going to hate us. What we're going to do is save ourselves a lot of headache. We're going to save ourselves a lot of not feeling good. We're going to save ourselves a lot of freaking cash. No, doesn't feel right. And that's good enough. That answer is good enough. And you don't need a lengthy, because that probably won't be there, right? You won't have a lengthy argument for why no. Sometimes you just have to trust what the body is doing. So trust what your body is doing. Trust how you feel. You'll know. You'll know. Don't ignore it. Please, please, please don't ignore that feeling. Explore it. And it, sometimes it's not always a no. You know, say you're getting, you know, your stomach is churning, and maybe it is a little nervous. And so you ask yourself, okay, what am I nervous about? And as you go through that process and ask yourself those questions, you will hit some place of peace, right? You will hit some place where, okay, I'm feeling peaceful about this. And then you can proceed to go. Number two, pay attention to repeated messages and patterns. Yes, 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 yes. And this one is tricky. Okay, on the intuitive side, you know I'm always talking about pay attention to patterns, pay attention to repetitive messages. But when you're in the state of discernment, and maybe it is time to make a change, and maybe you're, it's just enough, but you always feel a bit unfulfilled. That's a pattern. Explore that. What is that? I think if you gave yourself more space to have that dialogue with yourself, okay, what is this? Why am I constantly feeling unfulfilled? Like, yeah, I'm accomplishing things. Things are working out. But there's always this underlying unfulfillment. Explore that. That's a pattern. Same with people. If you're noticing a similar habit in a person, stop wishing it was not there and deal with it. Look at it dead in the eye and say, nope, that's not feeling good. And give yourself that pause. Give yourself that space to explore what it is. And not from a place of judgment, not from a place of, oh, making somebody else wrong or making yourself wrong. Just do it from the most loving space within you. Life can be good. Practice discernment. And then this very much connects to the previous point is, are you happy with the results you're getting? Maybe you've been pursuing something, and it's just not quite right, right? So it may not mean that you have to quit it or make a totally different choice, but maybe you need to add to it. My spirit guides are bringing to mind a dear family friend was an actor in New York for years and years and years and years. And he got roles and he did some television spots, but there was always this underlying, like, it's not going as well as I hoped, right? And he winded up moving and getting involved in politics. And all of a sudden he's making the money he wants to make. He's feeling good about himself. And he's still acting. He's still doing plays. He's still doing what he wants to do. But he has now something in his life that fills him up. So really think about, what results am I getting? And not from the place of judgment. I want to keep saying that to you. When I say judgment, meaning, oh, my God, this is so terrible. My life's so awful. I'm so dumb for being here. Please don't do that game with yourself. Discernment doesn't work from that place. Do it from a place of love. Like, hey, I'm not getting the results I want, and I love myself, and I've been putting a lot of energy out. And so let me consider, maybe there is a better way. Spirit, I am open and receptive to exploring if there is a better way. And so when you take these steps and you really step into the power of discernment, you will find that things dramatically change for you. You will just know. There'll be a lot more peace in your life. I woke up today at 4 and I was like, oh my God, I'm usually, Fridays are always supposed to be my day off. And here I am podcasting, but I chose podcasts. But in terms, I'm usually like hustling, trying to get some emails out, or I'm trying to, you know, make some magic happen. And because I was practicing discernment, practicing listening to my body, practicing paying attention to messages and patterns, hearing the universe when the universe is calling out to me, and being mindful of if I'm getting the results that I want, I woke up today and I really didn't have anything to do. I had done it all. I had really done it all. So discernment can bring you so much peace and so much joy, and you will stop pushing, and you will stop rushing, and you will stop cramming, and you'll stop trying to hope it's going to work out, and you will be able to look at your life from a place of truth and from a place of love and from a place of light and from a soul space of full compassion. And you will find that you'll start to not only have compassion for yourself, but you will start to have immense compassion for other people. So slow down. Get quiet. The answers are within you. Yes, you are that powerful. Everyone has an intuition. The universe is on your side. You are good. It is so 100% okay to say no. Matter of fact, I want you to say more no's than you say yeses. And from that place, you will start to see who you are, what matters to you, and you'll find greater fulfillment. Hey, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you like this show, consider reviewing it on iTunes. If not, just keep tuning in. I'm here. And God bless you in all ways. Take care.